They said it couldn't be done, and from time to time it looked like it might not be. But 2020 has finally arrived, and with it Galway's term as European Capital of Culture, the opening festivities of which are this weekend in the city. We'll have plenty of files from Galway over the months ahead, but our first visit is a scoping one. Last week, poet and performer Caroline Bergvall travelled to Galway to scout locations for her performance Ragadorn, which happens in March. Ragadorn is a daybreak performance in collaboration with the composer Gavin Bryars, which blends music and poetry in languages from Ladino to Gaeilge, along with live vocals and electronics. And crucially, all of this comes together at dawn, outdoors, and facing the rising sun. Bergvall's visit to the city was to find a location for the Galway 2020 version of this much-travelled work. Culturefile tagged along.
It has nice shelter in case there's wind, and also for you to work with. It becomes more feasible.
Yeah, definitely.
But it is not east-facing in any shape or form. I'm Caroline Bergvall. I'm the lead artist of this project, outdoor, this sunrise performance, Ragadorn, that we're performing here as part of Galway 2020. I'm a writer and a performer. So what we're going to do, we are going to be walking around looking for sites where we can actually have as much as possible an east-facing vista for the audience, because they're going to be joining a singer and myself and some electronic sounds that have been gathered from interviews with people that speak Manoritarian or older languages. All that put together in a very simple, quite organic sort of sunrise moment, if you like. And so we're looking for where's the sun going to be on the 8th of March 2020. So that's where we are. So we're just outside the museum now, and that looks good, but it's definitely not facing east. We did find that very beautiful spot. Are we going back that way?
Yes.
Okay, because that so far is this one, but especially the other one that we like.
Yeah, I really like
which
that,
is a sort of car park area where it has everything we need. It has the length, it had a bit of protection.
And a beautiful landscape.
Beautiful landscape. It's east-facing. It has all that wonderful rubbish tip as well there, that big thing, so it creates that contrast in that way.
So my name is Liz Kelly, and I'm a cultural producer with Galway 2020 European Capital of Culture. And I encountered Caroline's work at the International Literature Festival in Dublin last year. I was really impressed and immediately thought, this is where she should be, so here we are.
It's a very particular space. We've just come round from kind of the heart of medieval Galway at Spanish Arch and an old medieval building. And then in front of us is a great industrial bit of Galway with a huge tonnage of scrap metal, which they're about to start dumping into that lorry.
And that, you know, is... I find that super interesting anyway. I mean, you know, it's nearly sort of symbolically what happens with language as well, and what happens with politics of language and dominant languages, and you know that could, you know, nearly represent the way it gets recirculated, all thrown out, you know, like we've done with a lot of, and in fact, like Irish has, you know. But it is a different side. Why we love it is because of that a little bit, and also it is that idea of east facing. It is not far from a good east vista. It's really open for the audience, and I think for the way we might want to position speakers, it's allowing us to go with the speaker quite far back into the mix so that we can open up the listening space. This is our favorite one so far, and then we have the museum. These are the two that we're looking at.
So in your metaphor, are you the truck that's bringing the old iron, or the crane lifting?
Yeah, I'm nowhere, but I was thinking, you know, I was thinking more about the nature of song. And obviously, you know, noise song, you know, we have all that also through Cage, this whole idea of the, you know, the transformation of noise into sort of discernible sound and sound structures. But I was thinking, well, the idea of song, since I'd used that metaphor of, you know, trashed languages, basically, would this be the new lyric, you know? So what's the next destination? Is that one of the indoor spaces?
It's potentially, if we had a...
Empty wheel.
There's the east
space in Kier over here anyway.
Oh, yeah. So that we thought was too expensive.
Until you're ready.
Yeah, I think we did. But if you want to walk down that way anyway.
To meet. To greet.
Greet.
To meet.
Initially, it's really something very archaic. It's about wanting to bring people together at a slightly unusual, unconventional hour. And I found that the one remaining unconventional hour that has sort of disappeared from social structure in many ways, especially secular ones, is the dawn. And I really wanted to be thinking about, you know, how do you bring people together to be sort of in that light, which has that strong emotional and symbolic pull when you see the light. And then at the same time be thinking, okay, so what does it mean then to be together?
From here, if we imagine after today you have a spot for yourself, what are the next steps?
The next steps are, first of all, great relief, because it means that we've all worked really well. And therefore we can start, Jeff and Kiva can start really talking together about the equipment that's coming in. I can start concentrating now finally on being an island, you know, and of thinking about the language that's coming in, of the conversation I wish to have, and then preparing, you know. So we go in studio, rehearse the piece. We haven't worked with each other before, so it's about getting that to gel, to work. I need to get my voice on track as well, because I haven't performed in a while. So it really is moving into the artistic quality of it, actually, you know, going back into the work itself rather than its planning and its sighting. So it'll be exciting.
Caroline Bergvall there, sampling Galway. Ragadorn is happening on March 8th. Galway 2020 launch events begin this weekend. All the details all year long from galway2020.ie, and follow Culture File for more Galway coverage.